Everybody, this is Night Talk Live with JL and his host, Sunny. You are at the right place at the right time, so be excited about this show tonight. We have blown up all over Facebook and all over the world. Excited about featuring authors and writers, and I'm going to be doing a show featuring authors and writers at least once a month. So all you authors and writers who didn't get a chance to be on this show because he has so many people who wanted to be on and promote their books and talk about where they are in their writing process. So we got you. Don't give up. We got you. I know we got a lot of new listeners listening in tonight that follows eight authors. So before we get into that piece of the show, as always, Sunny and I try to kind of open it up with what's going on in the world, what's going on with her, what's going on with me. And I give you guys a chance to get comfortable. Sunny will give you some information on where to listen to us online, as well as a call in to ask questions to our guests. Again, it's going to be a great show. And we will be off the air, I promise you, and plenty of time for you to watch Scandal tonight. We definitely take that into consideration.
No, we're so, not. Sunny, we're going to go to 10:30, JL.
How you doing? How you doing, Miss Sunny?
I am doing pretty good, brother. How are you?
Oh, girl, I ran home so I can make up for the show.
I know you were. I
you
was
know,
talking to you about 30 minutes ago. I was like, I'm on my way to the house. Hey, man, what's going on? Yeah.
You know, I got so much going on, and I'm so blessed and so excited about tonight.
This brother's been he's been amped. Extremely amped, and you know that's a great thing. Though I'm not mad at him, and you know for good reason. You know it's always a great thing to be able to do something that's a passion. So you know whenever you come into alignment with your passion, you just find this surge of energy, and you know typically when we might be dragging in other areas, man, you'll find some empowerment like you wouldn't even believe. You're just right where you want to be, and when you want to do things, that's going to be of gratitude and of significance. So I'm very honored to take place in this show tonight because my co-host JL King, you know, he's a established published author. He's had an opportunity to, gain a lot of following. You know, those who may be just listening for the first time. I know JL, we got some people who have been hitting me up. I had blast out a lot of different groups and stuff like that on Facebook, on social media. You know, we got the internet by storm. Our, you know, as a network, we're starting to build up and gain a lot of respect in regards to what we're bringing to the community and to our listeners. Mm-hmm. And so I feel very privileged to see this growth. And with that, you know, I'm really excited about tonight because this is something that I know my brother here is going to just really have a phenomenal time with. And mm-hmm. we're gonna flow with this tonight, JL. My brother done sent me a lineup. He got about 50 authors in queue, and they already lining up, dude, in the studio online, ready to talk. Throat, look, they thirsty in their throat. They got their water by their side. Got their water bottle.
You know, this is my playground. This is what I do best, and this is so natural and so comfortable for me. You know, and I want to, you know, give a shout out first of all to all the guests who designed their own flyers to promote it, and one particular author, our first guest, he is just so geeked. And when I have a chance to interview authors, I normally will have had their book in front of me or have had the opportunity to read their book. But tonight, I didn't want to do that. I really wanted to be fresh and ask them questions and let them educate me as well as you about their book. I kind of mixed it up tonight. So we have about four or five published authors as well as three or four people who are in the writing process who have stepped out their own faith, who have started their journey to become published within the next 3 to 4 months. So we got a good combination here. And also to my listeners and our listeners, I want you to also call in and ask a question to our guest or ask me or Sonny a question about what does it take to get published. And as you guys know, I'm a consultant, I'm a writing coach, and I'm always looking for new clients who are serious and who have passion about also becoming a published author. But before we go any further, I'm going to have my co-host, my sidekick, Sonny, to let everybody know how to tune in, how to call in, and how to get in contact with us if you would like to tonight. Go ahead, Tony, take it.
Well, it's wonderful to be able to broadcast live via internet on blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio, and that's loudmouth with 2 D's. And you can connect with us on Facebook on facebook.com/loudmouthonline and like our page. Once you're there, feel free to post questions and comments about the Loudmouth Radio page on Blog Talk as well as upcoming broadcasts. You can put anything. I've had some people sending messages about different topics, things that they would like to see showcased. So we want to definitely encourage you to submit your thoughts and questions and things of that nature. And also know that each program that we actually broadcast, which we have 3 on air right now currently, all broadcasting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be available for download and on demand. And basically what that means is that even if you're not on this show listening to us live, you actually can archive the show and go on your, even if you have your cell phone, go to our loudmouthradio.com site. You can download this or listen to it directly through your browser. So we're really excited about that. And we just want you to know Loudmouth Radio is one of the hottest internet online radio networks, and our talk shows are geared toward topics that are empowering. Hopefully we give you some inspiration and definitely keep you entertained. So you can connect with us live online and on demand 24/7 on loudmouthradio.com. And just to kind of give a little bit of a tidbit here, we are currently airing on Monday nights with Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins, Tuesday nights The Bare Truth with Jazzy Jones, and Thursday nights Night Talk Live with JL and Sonny. And I do have some special announcement I'll make towards the end of the broadcast in regards to some exciting things that we got coming up. But make sure that for those who are on a computer, if you're listening to us and you would like to actually talk to us, feel free to call us at 347-826-7520, and that'll give you the opportunity to speak to us live, call in, talk to us, as well as our guests. So we want to thank you again for tonight's show. JL,
you
there?
Thank you. I'm here, and I also want to say, as well, as a black-owned business, and Sonny is the CEO of Loudmouth Radio, you know, we are offering amazing advertising opportunities for you. If you're an author, wrote a book, you're a designer, you're a chef, you're a caterer, you got a clothing line, a real estate agent, or whatever, we have over 10,000 documented listeners to our show and growing, and our rates are very affordable. And I always say, if you're going to have a service, a product, or you're trying to reach people, you have to take every opportunity that you can, especially as an author. And I think I can probably say I'm the granddaddy of authors. I've written 15 books, ghostwritten probably about 20 books or more. I have published over 190 people, and I always tell my clients, and I always tell authors, that the key to success to become a best-selling author or just a successful author is that nowadays we all have to hustle. There are no more bookstores for people. You see bookstores are going out of business, and you spend the money, you become a self-published author, so you have to take every opportunity to get your book in front of people. So Loudmouth Radio is a great platform for you to reach an untapped audience. So just know, like tonight, 10,000, 12,000 people will be introduced to our guest for the first time, and we are just asking you to support us by getting in contact with Sunny, and she'll tell you how to do that, and she will be glad to send you out our advertising package so you can be part of the Loudmouth advertising family.
That's right, and we just want to make sure that everyone knows that you are able to reach us from 10 to 6, Monday through Friday, at our Loudmouth Multimedia offices, which is 706-363-3895. So let's go ahead and get it going, brother. What's going on this week with you?
Well, you know, I'm excited about the Oprah Show. We finally got an air date today from the OWN Studios, so I'm not going to say it tonight. I'm going to wait and save it. I'm announcing on Facebook. I was told by the Oprah people to just hold off for a couple of days, so that's going to be a huge show. And Sunny and I may be featured on the show as well. So, again, for everybody who follows me on Facebook, the Where Are They Now segment that I've been teasing you about is finally got an air date, and it's coming up real soon. I'm in the process, Sunny, of trying to plan a party, a review party, and have some of my friends and colleagues come to some place and look at the show from Big Screen TV. So I'm still working with some event planners, and I'll probably be announcing where I'm going to do that special VIP reviewing party. So if you're a friend of mine and, you know, you follow me, just stay in touch. And I can't invite all 5,000 of my friends, but I'm going to hand select some people to come out and watch the Where Are They Now show with me and some of my close colleagues. So that's the biggest thing. I'm working with 4 or 5 people writing books, and my new book that I did with my ex-wife is out right now. And by the way, she is going to be a special guest in the near future. I'm going to just have she and I on the show to talk about our relationship. And anybody knows, my ex-wife and I are the best of friends. And, you know, those people know my career and know my story, know that I was a brother who lived on the DL, and she got caught up in it. And a lot of people say, well, why did she kill you? Or she should have cut your balls off or something. But we have come full circle, and we have a great relationship.
That's great.
And as a gay man, and as a black gay man, and as a black gay father, it was very important to me and for her to come together and be that stabilizing force for our family, our kid. Her, she's remarried. We're good friends with her. I am good friends with her husband. But anyway, she's going to be our guest on the show real soon. So other than that, that's what I've been trying to do, just trying to keep hope alive, keep my spirits up, and trying to motivate people and do what I do.
That's right, and that's what you got to do.
How about you?
Yeah, man, you said a mouthful. Literally, this past week, we've gone through, you know, broadcast, and this makes the third show this week, which would be tonight's show. And like I said earlier, Monday nights, Tuesday nights, we have 2 other shows that's going. So as a producer, it's exciting for me to see the growth and the progression that's happening with all these personalities. And, you know, it's a great thing to be able to see the people that are sending responses. And we encourage you to go, when you listen to the shows, go ahead and post your comments on there. You know, we have our Facebook pages. Make sure you follow us and everything. Preparing, I think, too, JL, for my show that I'll be actually setting up to start launching this month, which will be an exciting opportunity. It's called In the Studio with Sunny, and that show is going to feature comics, entertainers, celebrity guests from you know, from fashion to music to, you know, just where that love of mine transcends as well. So that's going to be an exciting show to be added up to the lineup, and that'll be on Wednesday nights. So, you know, yeah. So the 8 p.m. time is what Loudmouth Radio got on lock. So we broadcast in the 8 p.m. all the way across. And then we're going to even open up even more. You know, as an artist, fellow artist, I'm a music lover. So I definitely had to make sure that there was some segments for the music and the arts. So Friday and Saturday nights, we'll also have featured under independent artists, underground artists, bands and things of that nature, from R&B, neo soul, jazz, R&B, variational music, as well as I got to give my DJ head some love. So we'll have a segment that'll be dedicated for DJs playing their mixes and things of that nature. So it's all about, you know, allowing those who have these gifts to be heard. So,
gotcha.
And, you know, and just the overall whole process of the rebranding of Loudmouth, just to kind of give our listeners a little heads up, Loudmouth has been an established brand for over 7 years, and I'm transcending. I started out Loudmouth as a marketing piece that was driven to help small businesses put their businesses out there. And that grew into more multimedia opportunities, as well as I had a comedy club that I shut down last year, which was called the Loudmouth Screening Room. So that, you know, really helped to start my relationships with people like Rodney Perry, Coco Brown, Chris Spencer, you know, a lot of people who have been in the industry a long time. And gotten a lot of respect and gain a lot of respect and give a lot of respect to, you know, just to that art. So, you know, this radio show, I'm really excited about everything just going forward. And just being able to see, you know, you and Jazzy Jones and Roderick Watkins just continue to just lift and grow. So I'm just really excited. And, guys, we're going to be very – huh?
And you should be. You should be. You're following your dream. And, you know, I always tell people, always live your life to the max, because tomorrow is not promised. And no more excuses. I hate excuses. Everybody who knows me knows my tagline is faith over fear. But lately I've been adding to everything I post on Facebook and tweet is, are you next? Because I want to know, are you next, or are you going to sit on the sideline and watch the parade go by?
Are you living
or existing? I'm going to give a run-up of the guests tonight and their time slot. So if they're listening, they know what time that they need to hit the number one.
I have a lineup, sir. I did good. I made sure I got the lineup
you
that you gave
it.
Me, and
okay,
I got it right here on hand. Now, the last two spots might be a question mark. But, yeah, we're going to make sure we stay on time code, so we got a few minutes. So
We're going to stay. And so I guess I'm going to – again, we'll bring you on, we'll talk to you, introduce you. I have some questions for you, and we'll just have a little conversation, and hopefully somebody will want to call and ask you some questions, and make sure you promote your website and how people can get your book. I will remind you of that as well.
Yes, please do that.
JL,
before you introduce somebody else, please tell somebody about your publishing, how to reach you or anything like that.
Oh, wow. First of all, I stopped doing publishing as barely got into this year, and I wanted to use my talents more as a writing coach as well as a consultant to put writers in contact with publishers who can make it happen. So right now I am working as a ghostwriter and as a writing coach with several people who are writing books. A lot of times people come to me and hire me, and I have to say this because my services are not free, and I want to always say to our people that you got to stop expecting stuff for free because you get what you pay for. So what I do that I work with my clients, and I make sure they write good books, keep them on task, keep them on schedule, make sure they finish the product, that they can overcome writer's block, that the distractions of life do not stop them from finishing the project, and that at the end of the writing process, then we go to the publishing side. I'm working with several nice publishers who are offering amazing deals. So definitely you need to hit me up on Facebook or on our website with Mike Talk, and let me help you get started. Make this your year of becoming a published author. I work with everybody who have done everything, cookbooks, the how-to books, inspirational poetry books, children's books, you know, you name it, you know, I can make it happen. Just today, I talked with several people who want me to work with them to create a youth writers institute where we can start getting young people in middle school and high school published. So I'm excited about that, working with young people and getting some 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 10-year-olds even, become published authors, because they also have stories that they want to tell. And what a great way to start building up a college fund for your child, then to get them published, and they will make a lot of money, and that money can go to their bank account, their savings account, so it's time for them to go to Harvard or Morehouse or Spelman or Ohio State University. You don't have to tell them, baby, I got no money. You can say, we got the money because we saved it off of your book sale. Cool.
Wonderful.
So it's 8:19 right now, so I'm ready to bring on our first guest.
Which would be Mr. John Collins, huh?
Mr. John Collins. So, Mr. John Collins, if you're listening, it's time for you to step up to the mic, my man.
Mr. Collins, you're live.
Good evening.
All right.
Hey,
good evening, Sonny. Good evening,
JL.
How are you?
Wonderful.
We are great, man. We are great. And I want to say welcome. You are the very first, our very first guest for the night. So you, John, are going to have to establish the energy level and establish the bar so all of your fellow authors and writers that will come behind you will have to do better than you, okay?
Okay.
Become better. You possibly want to thank you. You're one of the first people who reached out to me when I announced that we was going to do the show. You created a wonderful flyer, and I know you probably got a whole lot of people listening to you and will support you as well. So what we're going to do for each of our authors, first of all, I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself, tell us where you live, where you're from. You know,
definitely
so
the name of your book.
And then
okay.
We have it ready.
And then
And
then I want you to tell us about the book, and then I want to ask you some questions from author to author, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the floor is yours.
All right. Good evening, listeners. My name is John Collins. I'm author of Virgin to the Life. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, currently residing in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm an Army brat, oldest of two children, U.S. Navy veteran, currently working and going to school and continuing on writing. So, Virgin to the Life.
John, give me the name of your book again one more time.
Virgin to the Life.
Virgin to
the Life.
Gotcha. So what's that Virgin to Life? What's that about?
All right. Basically, it's the depiction. It's loosely based off of my life. It's the depiction of a young man named Jason Williams who is outed by his parents. And he's, you know, he becomes recluse to his family. He crawls back into his shell. He feels like it's fight or flight at this point in his life. After graduation, he immediately joins the military. He meets his first set of gay friends. He deals with spirituality issues, sexuality issues. And basically what I want is for parents to read this book to, you know, get an idea of what their gay sons are going through. Because a lot of times, you know, parents do see that you are gay, and, or they may see that in you. You know what I'm saying? So they,
be trying
they don't
to sidestep a crossover, huh, John?
Yeah. You know, they don't understand. I am 33 years old.
You're 33, and this is your first book?
Yes, this is my first book.
Congratulations.
So how long did it take you to write the book?
When I sat down in 2007 to write it, it took about a year and a half to write this first manuscript for this book, and then to edit it and everything of that nature, which was recently, this past year, took about maybe 9 months to a year to do the whole editing process and get it to where it is now.
Mm-hmm. So now that you have become published, what would be your advice to another writer who is where you used to be and want to start on their journey to tell their story?
I would say if the story is in you, keep going, keep pushing, you know, network, you know, try to reach out to other, you know, authors and see what they've done. Don't give up, because there was a lot of times, you know, where I did get discouraged and was like, why am I doing this? You know, what's the point? Who's going to read this? You know what I'm saying? But there was something in me that just, you know, said to keep going. And, you know, a lot of writers that do write, that is in them, you know, so I would say keep on watering that seed. Trust me, it's going to grow. And it's going to take you places, so definitely stay on.
One thing I want to say to you, John, is that, you know, as a gay writer, you know, and as myself as a gay writer, you know, we don't always just write gay books. A lot of people think because of your sexual orientation, that's the only type of books you can write. All the 15 books I've written, I have not all been gay books. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
that's really important. As you have a young brother, stepping out there, joining this exclusive club that we are in, you become automatically a role model for all those other individuals who want to tell their story. And for you to tell a true story about your own coming out process, I think that I commend you for that. And
thank
I can't
you,
wait
sir.
To read the book. I cannot wait to read the book. So tell our listeners, where can they order your book or learn more about you?
You can order the book on Amazon.com or DTIPress.com. That's Derek Tenniel, IndiePress.com. That's who I'm published through. The main website would be Amazon.com to purchase the book. Just type in Virgin to the Life by John Collins. It'll pop up, and you can pick it up there.
On
that other website again. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And your Facebook, if you're on Twitter, Instagram,
Twitter.
Give everybody anything,
yes.
Bro.
Okay. I am on Facebook. John Collins. You can also Facebook me at Virgin to the Life. The book will pop up, and also my Facebook is linked to that particular website on Facebook. My Twitter is at author J, the letter J, Collins. And that's author, letter J, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. That's my Twitter.
And let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this. Who are some of your role model authors that you look up to and that you are in the last book?
Definitely E. Lynn Harris. That's my number one. Joseph Beam, Essex Hemphill. Definitely, what's his name? James Baldwin. I love their work. You know, they give you a lot of detail.
That's a classic.
Yes.
James Baldwin's a classic. Yeah.
Yes. James Baldwin is definitely a hard read, but he's, you know, very worth getting through his work.
But you didn't say my name, so you automatically have my friends list after the show, so know that, okay?
Oh, yeah. He is such a hate.
You didn't give me a chance.
That was a trick question. And you
I see. And I know. I was walking into a trap with that one, yes.
But that's good, man. We really appreciate you. Is there anything else you want to say about your book or anything you want to read from your book? Or is there something you want to ask? Is anybody that want to call in and ask a question to Brother Collins? Is there any particular thing in your book you think would make people want to buy it? What's that book?
What I think will make people want to buy this book, you know, I use a lot of description. I try to stay, you know, true to life as possible. I want the characters to feel real. I want you to feel like you're sitting right there with my characters, as if you're having a conversation with them, laughing, joking, going through their pain, everything. So I want to thank everybody who has supported me so far and those in advance who are going to support the book, the project, Virgin to the Life. Look for me for future, you know, writing endeavors. This is definitely going
to
be a series.
John, I think we got somebody want to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
Let's bring them
okay.
in.
All right.
Carly, you're live.
Carly, you're live.
Hello?
Hello?
I guess he don't have anything to say.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, John, are you gonna be touring anywhere this year?
I'll definitely be in Atlanta this year for Pride. I plan on going to Detroit for the Hotter Than July Pride there. Also Chicago Pride.
Nice. And I do have somebody else waiting on you too, John, but go ahead, huh?
Okay. You can go ahead and cue them in.
Okay. We got somebody live.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Yes,
hello.
Hi, am I live?
Yes, you are.
Yes,
you're live with Night Talk Live.
Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
Hi, I have a question for the author.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
I recently purchased your book, and I read it, and I have to say it was a great read.
I'm curious
to know, are you going to focus on any other characters in the book? Will we be reading my favorite character, Lysel being one, and the guy who's really close to him in the military, and he goes off to war. Are we
okay.
going to get more about his character?
Yes, you would definitely see more of Lysel. He's coming up in the sequel. I know I kind of dropped him a little bit because Jason and Lysel had a fight, in a sense, so I will be bringing him back in the sequel. The character Darius that you're referring to, for future projects, I'm going to give him his own book because I want to focus on a specific topic that happens within, you know, the LGBT community with that particular character in terms of confusion with your sexuality, whether you want to, you know, deal with a man or a woman, and also, you know, children and things of that nature. So, yes, definitely Darius. You will be hearing more about Darius. He's going to have his own book.
Wonderful. Now, we're on that time. We're going to make sure we stay on time and make sure everybody gets time here. Good question. We got one more person for you, John.
Okay.
They got 1 minute. Caller, you're live.
Hello?
Hello? Caller, you want to talk to our guest, John?
Okay, I guess not. So go ahead.
Okay.
So, John, go ahead and tell them how they can find you, dear. And I did drop your link on Amazon online with us here.
All right, great. On Twitter, like I said, it's at author, the letter J, Collins. That's my Twitter account. Facebook, John Collins. on Facebook, or you can get me through Virgin to the Life on Facebook as well. My email address is johnccollins280@gmail.com. So that's how you can get a hold of me.
Okay, you said that Twitter was Arthur J.
It's at Arthur, the letter J, Collins. That's my Twitter.
Gotcha. All right,
mm-hmm.
And we are appreciating you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. John, thank you for being the first guest. You are wonderful. Make sure you listen to us at least every Thursday and the other lineup as well. But definitely, you listen. If you didn't name me as one of your favorite authors, you better listen to my show every Thursday at 8 o'clock. And,
all right, babe.
We're
doing good, Jay. We were on our 8:30 time.
Okay.
So we have our author, Carla Daniels, next in line.
No, we don't. We have Sandy October next in line. Oh, I'm sorry, Carla. Right. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this wrong. I'm sorry. Thank you. That's why you're the producer. So, John, thank you. And our next guest is Carla Howe, who's a special friend of mine, who I have her publisher as well. And she's an amazing poet. So you can cue her in.
Okay. So we have Ms. Carla Daniels.
Ms. Carla?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, welcome, Carla.
Before Carla starts, let me tell you about Carla. Carla is my homegirl from my home state, my hometown, Springfield, OH-10. Carla was in diapers where I lived there. She knows my daughter, my family, my son. She knows everybody right there in Go South High Wildcats. And so, and I also published her book almost a year ago. She's an amazing, I'm being a little biased, I know, but she's an amazing poet, and her book cover is stunning. You guys got to check her out when she gives you her information. So on that note, Ms. Carla, welcome to Night Talk Live with J.L. and Sunny. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Mr. J.L., because Daddy King. Thank
Daddy
you
King
for inviting me.
Welcome, Carla. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Well, as he said, I am Carla Howard Daniels. I go by the pen name Sugar Brown, and I am from Springfield, Ohio. And I actually don't remember Mr. King when he was here in Springfield because he said I was a baby when he was here. but I reconnected with him over Facebook and had a dream and a vision of writing a book. Had started writing poetry from the age of 8 years old, and as I became older, just kind of put poetry aside, picked it back up again recently, and as the mother of four kids, I'm always encouraging them, you know, educate yourself, do what you want to do, push for your goals and your dreams, and then looking at myself, said, you've had this idea of a book in the back of your head for some years now, it's time to do that. So I said my gift to myself before I turn 40, in the far-off future, which I won't say when, is that I'm going to get this book published. So I approached Mr. King with the idea, and he encouraged me, supported me, and I am sitting now at a status of sold out of my first 250 copies.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I am currently taking pre-orders for my next printing, as well as I'm writing my second book, was in the studio just this morning recording my mixtape CD, as well as I'm doing book signings. I have two shows later this month, and I'm doing community book signings and things like that. So it is doing really well for me as I approach my one-year anniversary for publishing, which will be April 14th.
Yeah, I want to say to the listeners, Carla is the perfect example of being an author who's a hustler. And I use the word hustler as a good word because I meet too many authors who are lazy, who don't want to do the work, who think their books are going to jump off the shelves or people are going to run to them. I just had an issue today with a client who don't want to do the work, just lazy. And you cannot be a successful author and sell books if you are lazy. You have to be a hustler. And Ms. Carla is a hustler. And I have read and seen all the stuff she's done over the years. I have no book out. And
so, Carla, tell us the name of your book again, honey, the one you got working out now.
Okay, my book is Sugar Kissed, is the title of the book, and it has, as Mr. JL said, a beautiful cover that I told him the idea of what I wanted. He got someone on it, and they produced the perfect cover for me. It has lips on it, which has become my logo. I am currently
Now, is it
working.
Sugar, S-U-G-A, or S-U-G-A-R?
It's S-U-G-A, and then
okay.
Capital K-I-S-S-E-D. I am working with a clothing designer that is designing a shirt, a Sugar Kiss shirt, as well as handbags for me. So I am becoming the brand, and I am pushing, as he said, hustling to sell myself and sell my brand so that Sugar Kiss will continue to spread over the world. Right now I'm in 13 states. People have purchased my book, so I'm pushing.
Yes, you are. Hey, whenever I have a poet, talk to a poet, it's important to me as an author that the poet gives the listeners a little bit of something-something. So why don't you give us just a little bit of something-something from your book?
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, this is a poem called Pause. Sitting in darkened silence, the rhythm of rushing blood reminds me that I am still alive. The beating I hear in my head gives life to the dead existence that is me. My empty heart has been the reservoir for tears welled up but never released. My eyes, when looked into, are flooded by lakes of emotion, now dried up and scorched by the burning suns of self-hatred and self-loathing that you gave me when you injected yourself into me with the words, I love you. Words become lies when they leave your lips and squirm like Satan's serpents looking to lead the innocent into destruction by deceit.
Ooh, you got to go, girl. I think I remember that one. That's good. But tell us, tell our listeners how they can order your book, how they can find you on social media, and your email address, and all that good, how they, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, my website is www.authorcarlahowarddaniels.com. That's AUTHORCARLAHOWARDDANIELS.com, all one word, all lowercase. It has information about myself. There's an opportunity to kind of glance through the book, as well as you can order the book. On Facebook, I'm Carla Howard Daniels / Sugar Brown, which is a capital S-U-G-A-B-R-O-W-N. On Twitter, I'm at Sugar Brown Poet. The S in Sugar is capitalized, as well as the P on Poet. My email
Give me that
is,
Twitter one more time, sweetheart.
Okay.
Sugar.
At Sugar Brown Poet. And capitalize the S and then also the P.
That's
and
sweet.
I do follow back. I have a Sugar Kissed fan page on Facebook. It's just simply called Sugar Kissed. Currently at 100 and some likes. I am always welcome to have new fans, and I interact with fans. I host contests for free product giveaways, book giveaways. I let everyone know where my book signings, anything that I have going on. And my proudest accomplishment is either at the end of this month or the beginning of next month, I will host my first self-produced poetry show, which will have 5 poets from the Springfield, Cincinnati, and Columbus area. One night only, 5 of us will get up there and just go through 5 different genres of poetry. There will be performing, just have a good time, and looking to have this be a mainstay in Springfield, Ohio.
Wonderful. That is sounds. I may try to come home. I haven't been home in a long time to support you. Carla, we thank you so much for tuning in and for calling in and sharing about your poetry book. And I will say, not because I published it, because I know her, but it is an amazing book, and I want everybody to support this poet and my homegirl. So, Carla, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much,
thank
Carla.
You
it's a pleasure
thank
to speak
you
with
well.
You this evening.
Thank you.
All right. So anything yeah. else? Let's do this, JL. Let's definitely try to, like right now we have about a minute or so, but maybe try to influx a little bit on them as they got going at that minute out. So I got her Twitter. I'm you know, as you're talking to them, I'm actually tweeting and putting their information out there. So
That's great.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you guys, you authors and stuff like that, you're doing these things. I looked at some of your Twitters. Make sure you guys are using your social network until it's fullest. Okay? Make sure you're using it to its fullest. This has been great,
gotcha.
JL.
Oh, we didn't get started. We got a whole list. In the meantime, just take a break. You tell our listeners how to listen, how to tune in, where to find us. Then we'll pick up our next guest.
That's right, guys. Make sure you are following us on Facebook.com/loudmouthonline. Loudmouth is with two D's. We're also bringing everything to you directly from loudmouthradio.com. So you can archive, listen to this live, call in, tune in, speak with us, speak with our guests. We want to make sure that you're able to call in at 347-826-7520. And hopefully, you know, as we're kind of streamlining these different authors, I would love to hear, JL, them tell a little bit more about how they got started. Because, you know, a lot of times there are a lot of people that want to do this. And, you know, we have these blocks or we have these fears. So if we can kind of allow them to speak on that, too, that would be great.
Gotcha, gotcha. And also I want to say to everybody listening, it's important to me as an author that you support these people. It costs a lot of money to become published. It's not free. These people have sacrificed and saved money. And when they get through this process, the first thing they want to do is to celebrate their journey. But more importantly, they need to sell books. So it's important to me. We got 10,000 plus listeners. I want you to take down the information of our guests who are published. And please, please support them, support me, support anybody who has stepped out there. Please buy a book. Please buy a book.
It's our time for your next guest, honey.
Okay, okay. Our next guest,
Mr. Sandy Tolbert,
is a good close friend of both Sonny and myself. Now, he's not a published author yet, but he has started on the path to become a published author. So is our guest on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny. Hey, JL. How is everyone?
Wonderful.
Oh, we are wonderful. 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 Welcome to Night Talk Live with Sonny and JL. We are glad to have you on. Now, you're our first guest who has not finished his book and is not available to be purchased or is, you know, available. However, I wanted to have some non-published guests on tonight so you can talk about your journey, because you're on step one, day one, and you probably will be able to encourage others who are ready to jump out there, but for different situations and different issues they have not. So, first of all, just tell us a little bit about what you write. Don't give us too much, but give us a little bit about your book.
Well, the book is entitled My Shoes. You don't have to walk a mile in them. Just try them on. And it actually came from a conversation I was having with a friend of mine during the time when I was homeless. And we were talking, and she made a comment after a brief discussion to say, yeah, you never judge a person until you walk them out in their shoes. And I said, well, honey, you don't have to walk them out in my shoes. Just try them on. And it hit me. That was going to be the title. And it basically talks about how I was successful, a successful model. I had my own TV show at one point. I had a clothing store, was producing, directing, working in property management as I have for the last 13 years. And when the housing market tanked, I lost my job. Not only did I lose my job, I lost everything I owned, and I became homeless. No one believed me because, again, here's this successful person. We've always seen him doing this. He's always had a car, a place to live. My last car was a 1976 Jaguar XJ6, and believe it or not, I was sleeping in the back of it. So it talks about my journey as being successful. It doesn't really talk about my life as much as it does talk about me being successful and losing it all and how your life can change in 30 seconds. I remember when I was living in the homeless shelter, the guys at the shelter actually thought that I worked there because I wore my keys around my neck. I was kind of to myself, and they would see me go out to my car. It was one night in particular, I went upstairs, you know, to go to bed, and one of the guys actually said, is that your Jaguar out there? I'm like, yeah, that's my car. He said, I thought you worked there. I'm like, no, I'm homeless just like you. So it could happen. It could happen, and it did happen. I lost everything. And it talks about how we treat people, how you become invisible, how you people treat you like you have leprosy or something. And it speaks on the human condition and how we treat people, because you never know. My pastor always says in church, you never know what the person beside you is going through or has been
mm-hmm.
through. So it just speaks to the human condition of how we treat people. So that's
so
just Teddy, a little
tell
bit
me
of
this. When you lived in your car and homeless, did you start for those people who have a story inside of them they want to tell? Did you journal? Did you write notes? How did you capture all these memories? Tell us that.
Well, actually, Jay, I've been writing I've been journaling since I was in the ninth grade. I've got journals that go back to July 4th, 1976. And mm-hmm. as far as writing the book, I just started writing. And I listened to Oprah and Tyler Perry saying writing was cathartic, and it does help. It's therapy. So that's basically what it was, and it was just – and a story came out of it because no one, again, believed me when I tell them about the things that I had been through. And it was like, you've got a story to tell. You need to – this is a book. You have to tell this. You have to tell it, so.
And you are a walking book, and you're doing some great things. So tell us, when you decided to really step out there and actually publish, what was that process? How did you choose your publisher? How did you choose tell our guests who are listening to us tonight, what was your process to really get started? And what was the ups and downs of that process?
I went online, and I found a quote-unquote publishing company, and I spoke with them. And I didn't like what I heard. I listened, and I researched, did a little homework. And then a friend of mine introduced me to you. And that's how I chose my publisher. And I think we met in the Go Downtown on Peachtree. I was just delighted. We were taking pictures. And just over the last couple of years, you've talked, you've mentored me. So you were my choice as a publisher because I'd read your books. I'd seen you on Oprah. And it's so funny because I used to keep a picture of you from the Jet magazine cover. And it's just it's amazing that I, like I said, seen you, met you. Never in a million years would I think that we would be friends and that you would be a mentor mm-hmm. and my publisher. So that's how my process started. And it's been a delight working with you thus far. So that's my story about having a publisher.
So what advice do you give people who want to write but afraid to tell a story like yours that's so personal? What advice do you give them?
Just don't be afraid. And I'm taking a risk because I'm revealing things in this book that are highly personal, very deep, you know. But the thing is not to be afraid. You have to be transparent because mine is a true story. So you have to not be afraid. You know, you have to take that risk and you have to be willing to open up and express yourself. And my advice would be just to write. Just write it down. Just write it down. So that would be my advice.
Gotcha. Now, when did you plan for having your book finished and out? I can't wait. Even though I'm working with you on writing it, I can't wait for it is a book. So what's your goal? When do you plan on having it out?
My publisher wants my book done by September.
Oh, your birthday, Buddha. I've been sitting here just listening. But that'd be your birthday month.
September 8th is my birthday. And if I live to see it, God willing, I'll be 47 years old. But, yes, my publisher, Mr. D.L. King, wants the book done by September. So I am diligently working on pushing this thing out because it's a testimony, and it shows you that with faith in God, no matter what you go through, it's not what you go through, it's how you come through. And you can overcome. And trust me, it has not been an easy road. I'm just coming out of my homeless situation this year. I've been living with people and staying with people since we elected Obama the first time. And so I'm just coming out of that homeless situation. I had a gentleman in my office the other day ranting and raving about his situation, and he began to say, I was homeless. You have no idea what that's like. And I stood up, and before I could say anything, my manager said, well, actually, he does. So it's just it's definitely been a journey. As a matter of fact, after the preface in the book, I'm wanting to follow it up with my favorite poem by Langston Hughes. It's called Mother to Son. And that's exactly the words that my mother would have said to me had she still been alive. And if it's okay, can I just share that poem with the listeners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little bit of it. Go ahead.
Okay, it says, Well, son, I'll tell you. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor there. But all the time I've been climbing, climbing on, reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going places where there ain't been no light. So, baby, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps because you'll find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now. Well, I still going, honey. I still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. We had our time limit for you, Sandy. That was awesome, though, honey.
Well, thank
you, Sandy.
Man.
I want to say thank you so much for being a big fan of JR and Sunny's show. You know, you're one of our supporters, and we love you for that. And when your book comes out, we will have you back on again to celebrate in September the release
of
your book. If not before. So, before you sign off, why don't you tell our listeners how to find your Facebook and so they can keep up with the book?
Sure. Just go to Facebook, look for Sandy Talbert, and if anyone who knows me knows that I was Whitney's number one fan, so you will not see a picture of me, but you'll know it's my page because Whitney's face will pop up. And it's Sandy, S-A-N-D-E. The last name is Talbert, T-O-L-B-E-R-T, Sandy Talbert. And, again, the name of the book is My Shoes. You don't have to walk a mile in them. Just try them on.
Wonderful. Well, Sandy, thank you so much, and congratulations on following your dreams, and I see big things coming your way. All right?
Well, J.L., working with you, how can I –
You're right. How can you go wrong?
How can I possibly go wrong?
Anyway,
thank you so much. This is great, Jill. We're still on cue, and we got our next author. I'm hoping that she's ready in cue.
Miss
LaDonna.
LaDonna.
And where's Miss LaDonna coming in from?
I don't know. I forgot where she's coming from, but she also is the sister who put together a fabulous promotional flyer for us that said he was on Oprah, now he on his own radio show, and I'm going to be on his show. So she's
oh, that's cool. So I need LaDonna to hit the one on her phone so I know that she's ready to talk to us because I'm not quite sure if I have her in queue. And I do. She's ready. Miss LaDonna Smith?
She's in.
I'm here.
Welcome to Night Talk Live.
Hi, LaDonna.
Hi, JL. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
We're wonderful. Thank you. And welcome to Night Talk Live with JR and Sunny. We've been looking forward to meeting you, and hopefully you've been listening in so you have a good understanding on how the conversation goes. I've always said that when you're an author, you need to take every opportunity to get exposed, and Sunny will tell you, we got 10,000-plus people who listen to us, so this is now a platform for you to reach a whole lot of new people to buy your book.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. So we're going to start off first by allowing you to tell our listeners who you are, where you're from, and tell us a little bit about LaDonna, and then we'll talk about your book.
Okay. Well, as you stated, my name is LaDonna Smith. I actually go by LaDonna M. Smith because there are several LaDonna Smiths out there, come to find out. I am from a little small town in Prince George's County, Maryland, called Fairmont Heights, Maryland, but I have lived all over the state of Maryland and some other places. LaDonna is LaDonna. That's the only way I can that's the only way I can describe myself as being me. Black and white, here I am.
Wonderful. What's the name of your book?
Gotcha.
My first book that I actually put out in 2011 is called I Married Satan. My next book is coming out, it's called Is That Why I'm Still Single? So Oh, Is That Why I'm Still Single is actually coming out later on this year. We'll talk about that one another time. Today I just want to focus on I Married Satan.
Well, what's that about? Tell us. I have not read the book. I saw the book cover, and I was like, ooh, I got to get this book. What is that about?
Awesome. You know, a lot of people, when they hear the title, they say, you know what, you married him too, or you married his cousin, or, you know, he must have a twin brother or something. Okay, I get this story on an ongoing basis. But just, I mean, let me take you on a journey. Take my hand and walk me for a second, okay? We had the marriage license. When I got married, so I thought, listen to what I'm saying, we had the marriage license, a ceremony, and my name changed, but no marriage.
Okay?
Now, for 4.5 years, I thought I had married Mr. Wonderful. You know, I was ready. I was 25. Biological clock was blowing up. I got married, you know, like they said on Color Purple. I was married now. And so, was that Color Purple? I think it was one of the movies. But anyway, I was married now. I got a husband. And so, you know, here I am, you know, thinking that I'm getting ready to start this boisterous life of, you know, just chilling. He had his own house, his car. He had everything that I wanted and that I desired that I thought I should have and I made at that time. Well, I didn't know it came with dire consequences as well, okay? So here I am dealing with all of this drama. I mean, we went through all of the stages of domestic violence, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, every type of abuse that you can think of, been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the socks, okay? And so with that being said, you know, I finally got enough strength to move to Baltimore, file for a divorce after almost 5 years. But here's the catcher. I filed for a divorce, and a month later he filed for an annulment. And his annulment case won. How in the heaven, hell, and earth can you get an annulment of marriage after almost 5 years of marriage? I'm glad you asked. What he did was he had a nice lawyer. I didn't think I needed a lawyer. Think about it. Why do I need a lawyer if all I said was let me out? And I wrote that on the court papers. I don't want nothing from you. Just let me out. Just give me my last name back. You can go on about your business. I'll go on my way. Well, with his lawyer helping him, come to find out the reason why he got an annulment, I hope y'all sitting down because it's about to get real good, okay? The reason why his annulment case won is because before me, throughout our marriage, and even after me, he was married to someone else.
Oh, wow.
So remember in the beginning, I said we had the marriage license. Remember I said we had the ceremony and even my name changed, but no marriage. That's why. So I married Satan takes you on a journey of from before I even thought about getting married. So things that happened to me as a child up until after the marital situation was over.
Where's he at right now?
I'm sorry. He's married again with a baby on the way.
Okay.
And that is the first wife. This is the wife number three. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, does she really even know she's legitimate?
Are there any connections with the family? I'm glad you asked that question too, because his grandmother and my family live right next door to each other. That's how I met him.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, as far as talking to people,
when you started the writing process, for everybody out there listening who may want to write a book, I've asked this question to several of our guests. What advice would you give them to get started?
Take up a pen, paper, toilet paper, napkin, paper towel, receipt, whatever you got to write on and start writing. Okay? I feel like this, JL and Sunny, if God gave you a story, he has people that are waiting to read your story. No matter how good you think it is, there's somebody who needs to read your story, who's waiting for it. So, like,
I can relate to it.
Exactly. Not only relate, but I mean, like, when you tell your testimony, there is people that need to hear that to know that they can get free or that they can get, you know, they can go to another place. They're not stuck in the bondage that they're in. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So the best thing to do is you don't have to be the best writer. That's why they have editors. That's why they have ghostwriters. Just start writing.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody along the way. If you step out there on faith, there is somebody who will be divinely connected to you to take you to that next level. Or research it and do it yourself.
Right, exactly. Do you have any role models that are published authors that you look up to, that you still read and follow their careers?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love Terry Woods. I love Mondale T. Pope. He goes under M.T. Pope. I love it. Like, I read his book in 7 hours.
Wow. LaDonna, are you on Amazon? Is your book online for purchase?
It is. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you just Google I Married Satan, it's going to be one of the first things that pops up. I Married Satan book or I Married Satan LaDonna.
Bam.
It's
wonderful.
There.
I see it.
So on that note, LaDonna, tell our listeners how to find you, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good information.
I'm on Twitter.
I'm on everything.
At the end of the show, you can say it.
Okay,
yeah,
give me your name on Twitter first, sweetheart.
Okay, my Twitter name is LaDonna M. Smith, like Madonna but with an L, LaDonna, middle initial M. Smith. Okay? If you if you go whatever search engine you use, just type in either LaDonna M. Smith or type in I Married Satan, you're going to find me. I'm on Facebook. Everything is LaDonna M. Smith. I tried to make it as simple as possible for everybody, including myself, because I forget. But if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, if you're on anything, just Google me. I'm there. I love connecting with you. Let's connect. I love meeting new people. And I'm not one of those bougie people. You can always talk to me, ask me advice or whatever. Let's talk.
Okay. And you said you were from Maryland?
I am from Maryland, yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Are you touring this year? Where can people come out and meet you? Are you doing anything on the East Coast?
I have quite a few things that are being scheduled. The best thing to do is Google or connect with me, and I'll send the links with to my website and all that good stuff. My website is a Wix site until I, you know, launch some other things over. But as far as touring, I'm actually working. I'm going to give you guys an exclusive. I'm trying to turn I Married Satan the book into I Married Satan the stage play. So that's really my focus right now. But, yeah, so yes and no to answer your question. Tours, yes, I always love it. If you want me to come out, hit me up, I'll be there. I don't care if it's not in Maryland, I'm there. This is the perfect time.
Gotcha.
Okay, LaDonna,
so
make
you
sure you follow me, honey. I just popped you on Twitter there.
Okay, I'm logging on right now, and I'll check you out in about 30 seconds.
LaDonna, I want you to know that you are amazing, your energy, and thank you for that fabulous flyer that you designed, okay?
Thank you.
I need you to do some more flyers for me and some of my clients. So thank you for that. And please support us, listen to us. If you want to advertise your book or your play, get in contact with Sunny and let us keep your name out there. Because you heard me say earlier, all of us got to be a hustler. All of us got to get as much exposure as we can, because the book industry has changed so much, and the bookstores are going out of business. And we got to be in people's face all the time. So, again, I know our time is up, but, again, I just wanted to personally say thank you from author to author for being a guest tonight, and keep listening in and keep on doing what you do, girl. I'm really proud of
Thank you guys both. Thank you, Sunny. Thank you, JL. It was a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. God bless you, honey.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that was
tremendous.
That
was good.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And we got somebody in queue, I believe, that's ready to come up next. And before we go there, I just want to tell all our listeners, thank you for tuning in tonight with Loudmouth Radio. Night Talk Live with JL and Sunny is live. We're on air for another hour. And, you know, if you missed this actual live broadcast from the beginning, I thoroughly tell you right now, it's important and encourage you to make sure you go back and listen to this and archive it from the beginning.
Gotcha.
This has been good,
hey,
babe.
Hey, let me ask you this. This show right on my outlet. Can I put the link of this show on my Facebook page so people can just click to it, or they need to go to the Blog Talks website and then pull it down from there?
Automatically, what's going to happen, like, when, you know, what's happening is every time everything is being pushed into the page, the link is automatically there once they click into it. So the good thing about technology and the way things are working, even now, as I've been feeding things out on our social networks, they can actually keen into it right through Facebook and listen. So,
oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's some good stuff. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know,
you're just a great producer.
Hey, I got to, y'all make me keep me working hard, so you know I'm gonna push you to even be harder.
I know. So, but let's bring on our next guest. So, is she ready?
I believe so. I should say so. I believe that we have Ms. Morgan is our next caller, our next guest, right?
That's right.
Ms. Morgan, is she there?
This is Marquita. How are you?
Hey, my queen of Sister Morgan, how are you?
I am fabulous.
Fab-
if I was
you
any better,
fab.
I would be a
you
twin.
Oh, that's
you are fabulous, and I've hung out with you, and we've become really good friends, and you are fabulous. And the reason that I invited this sister, I personally asked her. You know, we got a lot of authors who were sending emails and Facebook messages. I want to be on the show. But I personally asked Ms. Morgan to be a guest on the show for two reasons. Number one, I am working with her to tell her to write her new book, so I'm always going to give my clients their props, her new book, which I can't wait to share with what's going to be all about. And number two is that she has always been one of those individuals that just support everything. She's really has become a good friend, and she's fabulous, and that's all I'm going to say about her. So I want you, Ms. Morgan, to tell our listeners, all 10,000 plus, who you are, your name, where you're from, and then we're going to talk about your book that's in the making.
Okay, not a problem. Well, again, I'm Marquita Morgan, and I'm originally from Indiana, currently located down south in the Dirty Dirty, A. And, you know, I started writing in this book because, let me start off with the fact that I'm an only child. And as an only child, you don't have anyone to play with. You have a really vivid imagination.
Right.
And so when I decided to write this book, I had just kind of went through the empty nest syndrome. My daughter had left for college, and my hands were idle. So I had to figure out what to do with it because I was just, you know, my daughter's the only child. So I decided to go ahead and start writing a book. I said, why not? I reached out to JL because after I started writing and it got really good to me, I hit a writer's block. I hit a wall. And one of the things that I wanted to do that JL was helping me with is to get the rest of it out of me. And it's a fiction book. It has nothing to do with anything in real life. It's, you know, following the trials and tribulations of a young African-American young lady that's gone from different what's the best word to say? She's gone through defeat, and now she's trying to come back on top. But it's going to have a twist on it that I don't think anybody will see coming. But it's so far, you know, a couple of folks I had kind of take a look at it for me. They loved it, and they're excited to see what's coming next.
So what would you tell those other individuals who are right where you are? You and I have had many conversations, and I have not had to push her. She came to me and said, I want to write a book, and I said, okay, let's make it happen. So what advice would you give to those people who are listening to you right now who are on the edge and they don't know if they should do it or not? What advice would you give them?
I would tell them to get out of their own way and move forward.
Good advice. Good advice.
Because fear will keep you standing still, but sometimes you have to get out of your own way, even if you have to push yourself out of the way to get to that next level. Stand still, you're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother said, a closed mouth don't get fed. And I'm scared of being hungry, y'all.
Okay.
I've never been hungry, and I'm not going to be hungry. How about that?
All right.
And what's the name of your book, Ms. Morgan? Give it to me again.
I haven't come up with the title just yet.
Okay.
I'm kind of playing around with a couple of names for the book, which is, oh, Lord Jesus, help me.
Well, you don't have to put them out there if you're not ready.
No,
I'm not
no,
ready
no,
yet.
Just hold
it
to yourself.
I'm going to hold it right now. Go ahead.
But how can we reach you? Do you have a Twitter?
Hold on. Before you do that, I would have heard the same. This, I think this is really important. Sometimes when people want to write a book, and I talk to people every day, all day about this process, they come up with so many excuses on why they don't do it. But one of the number one reasons I hear all the time, you tell me if you have experienced this, sometimes their partner, their husband, their wife, their lover, their boyfriend, girlfriend, does not support them and really talks them out of doing it. I know you're married. Do you have all the support you need to pursue this?
Let me tell you how strong my support network is. My husband is fabulous to the point where he said, quit your job.
Ooh.
All right.
Wow.
He said, follow your dream, quit your job, I support you.
Wow.
Now I
That's
have to get
amazing.
Out of my own way to do that.
Right.
So the support is everything. I mean, without it, I think that's what keeps people, you know, standing still. But then sometimes you have to look to yourself for your own support. If you're not getting it from someone else, you can't look for everyone's approval. You have to decide for yourself what's the best move for you. I have to say, Marquita, what is the best move for you? And regardless of who supports it or not, I have to be the one to encourage myself to move forward. Otherwise, I'm going to stand still instead of propelling forward. And that's ultimately what's necessary. And I mean, it's amazing the support I'm getting right now.
Great. That is so, and I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your voice, and I just want to say, you know, congratulations to you. So, Sunny, you want to ask her how can people reach her or find her?
Yes, we are. Are you on Twitter, Facebook?
I'm not on Twitter, but I am on Facebook as Dynamic Dates, D-Y-N-A-M-I-C-D-A-T-E-S. And that's
okay.
How, that's one of the avenues to keep up with me.
Dynamic Dates, is that all together?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool.
Well, what we're going to do
I haven't really gotten I haven't really gotten a feel for Twitter yet, but I'm working towards that.
Okay.
Yeah, you will. You will as you get closer to the book. I just want to say that, you know, we will have you back on. Like we, I invited non-published authors because I thought it was very important for those people who are where you are to hear from somebody who had decided to make it happen, to hear some encouraging words from you on stepping out there and making it happen. So we're going to definitely have you back on the show once the book comes out. And, you know, I'm going to bug you about that over the next couple of weeks. So you're ready. So
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay. So, again, we just wanted I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce to our listeners an up-and-coming new author that's going to be taking the world by storm, and her book is definitely going to be a page-turner, especially with my hands on it. And so we thank you. We thank you for being our guest tonight.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Ms. Morgan.
Right.
Be great, hon.
All right.
Cool. So we are down to our last few.
Yes.
Let's see. We are right at the time for Miss, is it Miss Laquelle Maxwell?
Laquelle Maxwell, yes.
Okay, Miss Maxwell, is she in queue and ready to speak with us? Miss Maxwell, you live on Night Talk? Miss Maxwell, you ready with us there?
Laquelle Maxwell? Hello? Ms. Maxwell? Ms. Maxwell, you there? She's not there. Maybe she'll come in later. In the meantime, what we'll do, Sonny, let's talk a little bit about our advertising specials or packages that you're offering right now, and then maybe they'll give her a chance to call in. If not, we'll just move on to the next.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. We just want to share with all our listeners that this is a great opportunity. Let me tell you just how important it is that, you know, what the direction of the things that we're doing. You know, as a network, our whole mission is to empower, inspire, and entertain. And so with that, we have such a diverse level of personalities and topics and talk show hosts. You know, we're going from meditation to breastfeeding to writing, you know. So we've had all kinds of different things that we've talked about and we touched on, all different types of guests, all different types of listeners. We've had people even outside of the country. And, you know, what's important here is that you never know a topic or something that could become a sensitive piece for someone that could be something that's towards a cause or something they feel they want to speak on and haven't been able to talk about. But, you know, things like this move people. And then also you never know whom you may come across as an opportunity to advance you. So, you know, all of us pretty much are entrepreneurs in our own ways. It's just whether or not we're proactively allowing it to come out. Because if you're working for someone else, they're paying you because of the experience or the ability for you to do something. Okay? So if you're one of these people like ourselves who get up every day without that guaranteed check and you know that you want your business to further along, it's very important that you recognize the significance of what is happening. The internet is so keen. This is the exact reason why over 10, 12 years ago, I platformed my business in this direction. So, you know, we're at a point now to where you have major networks, major radio stations, you know, multi-billion dollar industries that are losing position. They're losing stocks. They're losing advertisers because the internet has become the major, you know, the major pivot forward. So because of that, just because you're a small business, just because you may be the only one that's the operator, the owner, the secretary, this is even more reason why it's important for you to go ahead and group yourself with an alliance or with a platform that's going to carry you into another dimension so you can focus on your business. So with that being said, I'm going to just share with you how important it is for you to give yourself the opportunity. And if you decide that you want to do something with us, we are here. And you can reach us Monday through Friday. And we're actually a you know, very, very versatile in regards to, you know, creating a promotional message for you. So we'll be happy to align ourselves with your brand. Contact us at the Longmouth Multimedia offices at 706-363-3895. And, brother, you know what? The allergies have been so bad this week. I have gone through three different types of I've had three different moments where I've had accents. I wasn't even trying to have. It is horrible. I have been taking all kinds of I get some little tablets from Quick Trip. You know, you take all this Claritin D and Vivarin C and all that stuff. Man, when I tell you, these little pills I get in a packet, they are the only things that allow me to function. And don't dry me out completely to where I can't breathe. You know, you take them pills sometimes, you be so dry in the morning, you wake up, you're like, can't breathe.
You know,
that's the worst
feeling. I suffer from allergies. This is pill that I got, this is a CVS brand, right? And I'm telling you, I'll take one of those pills, and literally my tongue feels like a piece of sandpaper. I literally get up in the middle of the night and grab a cube of ice, and suck on these cubes of ice because my tongue feels like sandpaper. And I'd be like, oh, my God, my tongue has missed out a drop of moisture in my tongue.
I know, it's the worst feeling.
Oh, it's the worst feeling. But also, I want to say this, I forget. If you have an event, if you are an organization and you're planning a party or a charity event or a play or you got something going on, we do offer a spotlight on community events. And if you email your events to Sunny, she will kill me to us for all three of the shows, for soon to be all four of the shows, where we can promote your nonprofit or your event to our growing, growing listenership.
Yes, and what's also great about that is that the platform itself, you know, we also will index you into the social networking platform and into other mixtures of multimedia that, you know, Longmouth Radio is heading into that direction. So we're at that point, Jay, well, we can see about trying to bring in our next author.
Okay,
we want to
try
Maxwell again.
Raquel, I know I talked to her earlier today or yesterday. She was so excited about being on, but sometimes things do happen. So far, we've batting 100. So far, we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row. So I'm like geek. So if Raquel is not available, what we're going to do is our next guest after her was Christopher Beckwith, who is a good buddy of mine. I don't know if he's ready now or what. He was scheduled for 9:20. What time is it right now?
Well, we're looking at 9:17, and this is what I want to make sure. If you're on air with us and you're one of our guests, just hit the number 1 on your phone, and that'll let me know that you're in queue. And that way I can actually identify you a little bit better. So, JL, I actually
and
have.
Also,
mm-hmm.
And if you're listening, if you're a guest, you just want to call in and say, hi, JL, hi, Sunny. Please do that. We would love to hear from you as well. You don't have to necessarily be our guest, but we would love to hear from you as well.
Tell us how the show is going. Tell us how you like everything.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just tell us what's going on. Tell us if you, you know, want to buy a book, how to get in contact, or if you want to be a guest on a future show, then just chime in and just let us know that you appreciate what we do. When we first started the show, it was going to be, it's funny how it's been evolving. We were eventually just going to focus on issues that impact the LGBT community, but as the show has grown and to bridge the gap, I'm glad to see that we're getting all people interested in listening in and we can share and promote everybody. But we're still going to have a special place in our heart to really uplift the LGBT community. But at the same time, we are growing and expanding and you know, telling where God's going to take this show. And I always say, let go, let God. That's the best way to live your life is to let go and let God. Because when you live like that, you don't have to worry about nothing. I don't care what's in front of you. I have learned in my old age that as long as I worry and stress out about stuff that I do not control, I cannot enjoy my life. So as soon as I let go, I mean, literally, seriously, let go. I don't care if they can turn off your electricity, if you ain't got no gas in your car, if you ain't got no food in your refrigerator. That is the best time to let go and let God and let Him do His
thing.
Right, indeed, with the end.
Exactly.
Yep, it works. It works. Mm-hmm. He'll never let you. I'm not going to preach. but he will never let you down. He will never let you go. He will never leave you abandoned, because you talk to somebody who's been there, done that.
Exactly. So we actually have, we're right up on that time period to bring in our next author. And why don't you give a little bit of insight about your buddy?
Okay, our next guest is Mr. Christopher Beckwith, who is an Atlanta native, who is an amazing writer, who has put out his first book, probably one of the books that I've been out for probably 3 years. But he's going to be pushing that one book, and he believes in his book. His passion is unbelievable. He's an editor, as well as he has his own company where he formats books into e-books. He's my partner in crime when we do stuff together. And he's my go-to friend when I need somebody to talk to. So he's definitely somebody who's in my inner circle. And
he's also a playwright,
honored.
Isn't he?
He's a playwright. Well, he's not a playwright as much as he is working with me and all the stuff that I do. But you know, like I am with all my friends, I push them outside their comfort zone to say, you could do this. I don't care if you've never done it before. You still can do it. Give it a try. So is he on the line? Is he ready?
Oh, let's see. We got Chris ready on the line. Jesus is on the
line.
Yeah, we got somebody here.
Yep.
And we are live with Night Talk. Is this Christopher?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Good evening.
How you doing? Have fun, Chris. Have you been listening in tonight?
Yes,
I have.
Mm-hmm.
You have been listening.
I have.
I've
been listening to Carla and Sandy and LaDonna. I sure have. I've been right here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. So you heard me tell everybody about you, but as in with everybody else, we would like for you to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to talking about your book.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Christopher Beckwith. I'm an Atlanta native, originally from Charlotte, but I grew up in Atlanta. I am a writer. I really don't want to focus too much on the books tonight, because, you know, my writing has a life of its own. But I did want to more so focus on something that's really, really important that we really haven't touched on. And that's actually the presentation of our books themselves, the actual paperback book itself, and e-book conversions. So, you know, if you want, I'll talk a little bit about myself as a writer, and then we'll definitely segue into that.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Deborah, tell us a little bit about your book. You know, I know it's your baby. And yeah, I'm glad you brought that. I do want you to talk about e-books and the formatting and how that e-book has really change the face of the publishing industry and how important it is for people to understand what it takes to turn a book into an e-book, what's the cost, and also to promote your company, because you're the best at doing that type of work. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about your book, What's in It for Me, and then we're going to talk about the e-book.
Okay, well, What's in It for Me was my first book, and it was kind of a labor of love more so than anything else. When I started writing What's in It for Me, which actually was around the time that you and I met. I think I had been writing for a few months when I met you, which was you had come out to talk to us about a book signing event that we were talking about, and I actually met you and Elin Harris on the same day because you both came in to participate in that book signing. And I do remember reaching out to you and telling you that I was working on a book. I had maybe about 3 or 4 chapters written, and I was so excited, and I wanted to get your feedback. And you basically said, okay, well, email me some of your writing and let me see what you said. And at that point, you really liked it and kind of have been just encouraging me to do my thing ever since. That actually turned out to be my first book, which is called What's in It for Me, and it's an LGBT thriller, which is kind of an oddity in the literary sense, but it was basically, that book was kind of like therapeutic for me, I had a couple of years earlier, I'd had two friends that were murdered in the same week, in the same way. They both actually picked up some guys off of the street and took the guy home, and they were both murdered. And writing that book was kind of my way of coming to grips with their death, and just kind of my way of working through that. And it's actually turned out to be a success.
Yeah, it's a great book. It's a great book. So at the end of any of your interview, you can tell people how they can buy it in order. So let's go, because we don't have that much time. So go ahead and tell our listeners, all 10,000 plus and growing, about e-books. I know I get a lot of questions. Even today I had a couple people ask me, which I'll be sending you the information, about the process of turning a book into an e-book. So can you briefly give our listeners who may be published authors what they need to do to get a book turned into an e-book?
Okay, well, just to give the listeners a little background on exactly what an e-book is. An e-book is an actual HTML document that's a representation of your paperback, your hard copy, your hardcover book. Now, what happens is someone like me who does HTML coding will go through your book line by line and code HTML tags around that and convert that into an HTML document. Now, what I come across in most cases when I'm looking at other e-books is a very generic, bland text document, which in my opinion is kind of boring. What I try to do is I try to take your project up to the next level. Add some images, add some decoration, and just kind of add a little bit of flair to that file so that when your readers are reading your ebook, that they're just not looking at bland text for, you know, hours and hours and hours on end. Just a little something to kind of dress it up and make it a little more appealing so that you stand out from the crowd.
And what does this cost? How long does this process take? And what does it cost? And at the end, if somebody pays you to convert their manuscript into an ebook, what exactly do they get for their money?
Okay, well, what I do is I generate two files. One is a Mobi file, which is specific to the Amazon Kindle platform, and the other is an EPUB file, which is specific to the Barnes & Noble Nook platform. And, of course, for people who have other e-readers, e-readers such as iPad and iPhones and that type of thing, they also have access to apps in order to access the, and read those books on those devices too. Now, what I do for my clients is I'll generate both forms of those. That's the Mobi and the EPUB, so that you're able to have your book available on multiple formats. And so basically what you're going to get is you're going to get the full conversion in both of those formats. And I it generally takes, you know, a couple of days to do that. It really depends on the length of the book. But at the most, you know, 3 to 4 days and it can be done. And that's just to make sure that everything is aligning correctly, that all of the links throughout the book are functioning as they should, the table of contents functions, and that all of the images are showing up. Now, you know, we also have the option of, you know, adding even more flair, adding even more images at an additional cost, but my fees are still very, very competitive, generally in the area of about, you know, depending on the length of the book, generally in the area of $300 for both formats. Which is a hell of a lot cheaper than most other companies that will charge you upwards of, you know, anywhere from well over $500 to over $1,000 to do your ebook conversion. So it really just the major determining factor is, you know, how much work has to go into the file as far as images are concerned, and how long the actual book is.
Gotcha. And nowadays, because we're dealing with our technology society, it's almost mandatory that any published author has to have an ebook. I mean, not to have an ebook is almost like driving a car without no gas in it, almost empty. So I encourage our listeners and all of our guests as well who had called in, who are published, that they get in contact with you and talk about your work. And your work is amazing and beautiful and some of the best I've ever seen, as well as our new writers and our new clients. And they will also be a potential client for you. So on that note, I want you to tell us a little bit about how people can find you, follow you, and get in contact with you.
Okay, well, before I get to that real quick, I also want to let the listeners know that in addition to the ebook conversions, if you're a little earlier in the process and you're just now finishing or completing your manuscript, that I also do interior layouts and cover design, too. So pretty much any of the graphical needs that you're going to have for your product, I'm available for that. The name of my company is Sheer Image Creations. I can be reached on Facebook, which is the quickest and easiest way to contact me, and that's either by my name, Christopher Beckwith, or by the company name, Sheer Image Creations. I have pages for both on Facebook, and that's going to be readily the easiest way for people to contact me.
Gotcha. Well, you're the best. So tell people how can they find you, how can they order your book, and all that good stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, real quick, we haven't really placed a lot of emphasis on this, but we are about to become a lot more visible with another project that JL and I did, which is Raw the Book and Raw the Conversation. And I wanted to throw that in there real quick, too, since I'm telling people how they can pretty much find my material, or our material. Raw the Conversation is based on Raw the Book, which was also a play that was we did one night here in Atlanta that was standing room only, and we're actually going to travel with the first date in Charlotte on April 28th. Is that correct? Sunday, April 28th
right.
at 5 p.m.?
Right.
Okay,
yes.
That's in Nickel Park. And what we're doing is I'm pretty much just discussing the whole concept of raw, unprotected sex and just addressing the fact that so many people are actually preferring this type of, sexual activity now. So what we're doing is we're actually inviting people to just come out to the Nickel Bar in Charlotte, which is on Roswell's Ferry Road, I believe. It's just a very open, very casual atmosphere. Have a drink and just, speak your mind about the subject. That's 2817 Roswell's Ferry Road in Charlotte, North Carolina, at 5 p.m. on April 28th. In addition to that, What's In It For Me and Raw are both currently available on Amazon. And the best way to find those books on Amazon is to just actually search my name, Christopher Beckwith. And then that way both of those books actually will come up.
Well, great. Well, that sounds so good, man. Again, you've always been a good friend of the show and of what we're doing. So we will definitely have you back on the show in the near future, and we'll do another show about established authors. You definitely have a lot of knowledge and information that will benefit anybody who wants to jump into the lake of becoming public. So we appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful, Chris. Wonderful.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the exposure. I appreciate the support. And, I definitely want to come back and talk about some future projects, namely the Daily Erotic Story. We've talked about that. And so we're going to kind of put that on hold for now, and I'll come back and talk about that in the near future.
Gotcha, brother. You're always welcome back on Night Talk Live, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank
thanks
you.
For coming on with us, Chris. We actually have someone in queue. It may be your other caller that we was waiting on.
Because she sent me a message and she tried earlier and hit the one button and couldn't get in. So let's try
again.
Okay,
caller, you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me this time?
We hear you this time, Ms. LaPierre. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon, Sonny and Dale. How are y'all doing today?
We are good. Sorry that we didn't hear
evening.
You the first time. And
yeah, I'm sorry.
Today,
I'm so sorry.
Doing well. That's all right. It happens
sometimes. We battle 100. See, look, you know, You know, Night Talk is the best show on Loudmouth Network. I know Roderick and Jazz will probably be rolling their eyes right now, but I don't care. This is the best show on Loudmouth Radio Network. And so, for all of our guests to call in and be on time, I feel like a proud papa. So thank you so much for reaching out to me and let me know you had tried. So on that note, people are like, this young lady here is not a published author. She is a new client of mine who is going to be starting her journey of writing a book. And when she first reached out to me a couple of weeks ago, I said, okay, are you ready to start this journey? Are you ready to be disciplined? Because I don't play. I will text you and wake you up and make you get the writing assignments done. Because sometimes writers need to have that push. And I have several clients that I have to push them, and one of them is listening right now, so he knows what I'm talking about. So I have to sometimes motivate them and push them to stay on task. So this young lady, I wanted her to be on the show because I thought she also could relate to, and a lot of people could relate to her, as somebody who's brand new, never written a book, and starting the journey here very soon. So tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and then tell us a little bit about the book you're going to be writing.
Okay. Well, thank you, first of all, for the opportunity. My name is Laquel Maxwell. I am originally from Atlanta. And my book, the title of my book will be I Love My Walk. And it basically talks about I was molested at 11. So it talks about somebody that you trust stealing your identity at such a young age and how the effects of it, even though some people think because it's not rape, it's not as severe, how it carries on into your life, into your marriage, into everything that you do because you're walking around with a broken soul. So I Love My Walk talks about loving the past, even though it happened, it's there for a reason, but still loving the journey that you're on because it's still your journey. So it touches on molestation, it touches on depression, suicide, self-esteem, anything that has to do with coming into yourself.
So when you decided to write a powerful story, your life story like this, what were some of the fears that you dealt with?
Well, some of the fears that I dealt with, one of the biggest things is that when the incident happened, my mother never took accountability for it, and I knew it was a story that I had to tell, but I was still kind of worried, even at 35 now, still kind of worried how she was going to think about it. But it was no longer because she didn't deal with it then, I could no longer worry about her feelings. It was about me and this being a part of my healing. So that was one of my biggest fears.
Celebrating, girl, I can attest.
But because I had wrote a story before and was giving this story to somebody to publish in a book, like a collaboration book, I gave her a copy of the story that I was going to write. And at 33, that was the very first time she had ever apologized for her part in it.
Wow. So what do you hope that the reader, once this book is finished, what do you hope that your readers will leave or walk away from reading your book?
I want others that are adults now that have been through child molestation and are dealing with not having intimacy in their marriage, having self-esteem issues with losing weight, and just having a hard time with dealing with themselves, to know that you can come out of that. You're not by yourself. You have to separate yourself from everybody else that told you you are no good and start clinging on to some other people that know your story and have been there so they can take your hand and pull you out of it.
Gotcha. And so when you writing this book, it's almost like being very therapeutic for you to be able to express it and get out. And I've read a little bit about it. I just read a little bit so far, and I can't wait to really get deep into the writing of your story. But I know you're very passionate about it. So what advice would you give to a brand-new writer who also may be afraid to tell a story What advice did you have for them to encourage them to just go ahead and let it go and tell the story so you can heal yourself?
I think one of your other guests mentioned it a little bit earlier, is that it's not about you anymore. Even though the story is going to help you in your healing process, it's somebody else on the other end is waiting to hear this story, that's trying to get out of a loveless marriage or trying to lose weight, and whatever it is that they're trying to do for them because of the past, they're waiting to hear you say that it's okay to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's necessary. You have to not think, you cannot think about yourself. You have to think about that next person that needs you and what you have to say.
Wow. That's all. And this is the type of book will build you a platform to become a speaker and do workshops and retreats. And I know you and I have talked about some goals that you have for the book. And I just can't wait till it gets out. I know your book is going to be a lifesaver for a lot of young women, as well as a lot of young men, older and younger, that will be able to relate to your story. And we really appreciate you, you know, calling in and sharing your story, and also to let the world know that you have, because once you put it out in the universe, you know you got to do it now, right? You know that, right?
Yes.
You know that. So I just want you to know it's out there now. You can't take it back in. So won't you tell
Nikhil, are you on Twitter, honey?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a Twitter person yet. I'm on Facebook, though. Nikhil Maxwell on Facebook. And I will be posting all the my writing process as I go along, so people can keep up with me.
Have you already published this book, or are you still working on it?
No. Beginning stages. Working on it now.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, beginning stages. So, yeah, we thank you for calling in and listening and supporting us. And, you know, I'll be in touch with you soon. And, again, we want you to have a wonderful evening and keep your head up. And looking forward to that start date.
Thank you. You as well. Y'all have a good evening.
You too, dear.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Great. She has a powerful story, study. It's a powerful book, and she's a very sincere young lady, and just really determined to make it happen. And in the limited time I've known her, we have connected, and I just feel really good about what she's going to publish here very shortly.
That's good. Real good.
And I know our last guest is perfect to end our show for this evening, because she, again, she her book came out a couple of years ago. I had the opportunity to publish her book as well. And especially what's going on in the Atlanta public school system right now, with all that mess and stealing and all those principals and teachers and superintendents going to jail, and it's crazy. So she's out of the AB, Atlanta public school system. And so her book is called 180 Days. And it's a powerful book. So I can't wait till Felicia gets online with us and shares with us about her book again, which is so, so timely. So
Felicia's online with us. She just needs to hit that one button on her line so we can bring her in. And she is live with Night Talk Live with JL and Sunny. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, JL.
How you doing?
I am doing very well. I've enjoyed listening to this show. There's a lot of good books coming out.
Yes, a lot. You are an established author. How long has your book been out?
My book has been out since 2011.
Wow, how time flies. And you know, it's funny how, so now your book has got to be one of the hottest sellers in Atlanta, because what's going on with that whole cheating testing scandal.
Okay, what's the name of the book?
The name of the book is 180
Days,
How Ineffective Leadership Can Ruin an Excellent School.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Before we go into that, Felicia, as always, all my guests, tell us about who you are, where you're from, a little bit about you, and then we'll go in and talk about your book.
Okay, again, my name is Felicia Younginer. I am a resident of Atlanta, Georgia. I grew up here. I was a teacher in Atlanta public school system for 10 years. I have been a teacher in total for 12 years. All 12 of those years were in inner city schools. And from the things that I observed, I decided that I could no longer be a part of the school system because it was stripping me of who I felt I was, what my God-given talent was, and that was as a teacher. And I felt education was no longer centered on what was best for the children. So I thought I could best affect things by writing this book, getting out. I then found my own company, the Educational Empowerment Institute. And my goal now is to give people the education that they need to have better lives. And that includes going beyond 180 days with our children.
Wow, powerful. So let me ask you this. With what's going on now with those 31 administrators, is it all about money? Did all those people collect big checks? What's really going on? Give us some insight about that.
All right, JL, now I know you guys have always heard the saying that money is the root of all evil. Well, when you introduce money into a situation like this and you tell people that your pay is going to be based on test scores, then you're creating a culture of cheating. And when you throw in leaders who lead with threats and intimidation instead of leaders who lead with love and support, you get the type of atmosphere where people are compromising their morals, where they're going outside of their comfort zones, and they're doing what they think they've been told to do in order to put food on the table and provide for their families. But what they fail to realize is we are dealing with human beings. We are dealing with children. So we cannot approach this the way that you would a business in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it all starts. We're looking at numbers, we're looking at bottom line, we're looking at image, and we brought in leaders in Atlanta. Atlanta brought in the superintendent who felt the best way to get the image you wanted was to cheat on the test and was to foster a climate of cheating where people felt they had nothing left to do.
Wow, and they all got bonus checks if they reached a certain state level? Is that how that worked?
Yes, the APS targets were set, and you see, if you met 70% of your targets, the entire school received money. If you met 80% of your targets, you made more money. And, of course, if you got 90% or above, of course, you got the biggest check possible.
Wow. So the check came into the principal got the check, or the, 'cause I saw a secretary was indicted. I saw, you know, so did they share the money amongst the teachers and the administrative staff?
Yes, everyone in the school would get a check. If you worked at that school, if you were a part of educating the group of children who achieved these targets, you got paid for it.
Okay. Interesting. So what do you think is going to happen to Superintendent Hall?
Honestly, I could not tell you what I think will happen because you're dealing with a situation that is kind of a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
At the start of this, when the indictments first came out and they set bond at $7.5 million, it sounded like they were looking to make an example of the superintendent. However, the reduction of the bond would lead you to believe that it could not be as severe as they first presented.
Will they have to turn in that money?
Well,
how are we gonna have restitution? They're the point of getting them in there, though. You know,
that's all part of the case. I mean, there are people who are talking about having bonuses paid back and things like that. But see, all of that is just things that are yet to be determined.
Wow.
Right, so you write about all those type of things in your book, right? So by people buying and reading your book, they're going to have a better understanding of what's really going on, right?
Yes. Well, my book is at the beginning of the 2009 school year, I was unfairly targeted as a result of the test scores the year before. Because I refused to cheat, because my students did not produce the test scores that the school, that the administration expected, I was unfairly targeted for some things. So I began keeping a journal of the school year, and I focused that journal on the things that I observed administration doing and how I felt all of that was contributing to a decline in the quality of education for the students. So my journal covers every school year for the 2010-2011 school year. And I talk about the investigations being conducted by the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. I talk about specific leaders who were named in the indictment. And I talk about them visiting my classroom. I talk about decisions that they were making. So I was right in the heart of one of the schools that was caught up in the cheating scandal.
Wow. Talk about being in a hot seat.
Did you get any threats at all? Have any of your former co-teachers or co-workers, have they threatened or said that you were a sellout?
Intimidating or,
Well, of course, anytime you come out talking about things that are considered hush-hush, there's always going to be someone who will tell lies. There's always going to be someone who will try to shut you down or shut you up. So I have had my fair share of opposition, but that's to be expected. Anytime you stand up for right, always those doing wrong who are going to try to discredit what you say.
Wow.
Got you. Right. So I'm glad that you have hung in there. And, again, I will encourage everybody to get this book. So why don't you tell our listeners how to order the book, how to get in contact with you, where you are on Twitter and Facebook. And so hopefully that you will see an increase in followers and sales, and especially right now, this is a hot topic right now in Atlanta. And also not only does it impact Atlanta, but it's the same thing going on all over the country. My daughter's a school teacher in Maryland, and she shares the same thing that's going on up there.
Exactly. Well, in order to purchase a copy of the book, you can go to the website www.180daysEEI.com. Again, that's www.180daysEEI.com. And you can also download an e-edition of the book, like one of your other guests was talking about, the e-versions of books tonight. You can download the ebook version through your Kindle, through your iPad, through your iPhone, through your Nook. Any device that reads ebooks, you can get a copy of 180 Days.
Okay, and that website again, Felicia, was 180 Days?
180 Days, How Ineffective Leadership Can Ruin an Excellent School.
Okay, and what was your website one more time?
And again, the website is www.180daysEEI.com. And the EEI just stands for the Educational Empowerment Institute, which is my business. And my Twitter handle is the same as well, 180 Days EEI.
Okay, gotcha.
And you also do speaking
and on
engagements
Facebook, it
workshops.
Is the Educational Empowerment Institute.
And you also are available for workshops and presentations and that type of thing as well, right?
Yes, I do motivational speaking. I do workshops. I do private coaching. I do guest speaking. I do keynote speaking. I do tutoring of children. Anything that I can find to do to help someone else's life get better, I'd like to have a hand in it. So I do a little bit of everything.
And she also is going to teach me how to crochet.
Oh, wow.
And I also teach people how to crochet.
That's really dope.
Yeah, I'm gonna make me some scarves and some gloves.
Wow.
I'm learning how to take every one of my God-given talents and use them to make a living. So
right.
If it's a talent that is inside of my body, I can find a way to make money doing it.
Amen. Did the church say amen?
Amen.
But Felicia, thank you so much for supporting us and tuning in. And you are, this is a great way to end this show, is to end it with you. And our 10,000 plus listeners will now know more about how they can get deep into what's going on out in the Atlanta public school system, but also how they can help their children who are in the system, no matter where they are, because we are listening to around the world, to get
exactly
a book that will enlighten them. And again, I just love you for your you've been determined and to hanging in there, and I think good things are going to happen, and I think you're going to really be ready to write your second book real soon.
Thank you very much, J.L. and Sunny, for having me on your show tonight. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Felicia.
All right,
thanks for joining us.
Have a good night.
All right.
Have a good night. And guys, I'll make sure, you know, I'm tweeting all of this, so make sure you guys are following us on Twitter, at Loudmouth, L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H. And through the progression of all our shows, we interact, engage, what's going on, what we're talking about. So a lot of times, sometimes we have people, you know, that remember, then they forget as the course of the day goes on. You know, things be happening. You know, people get off work, they running out of the job and get home, have to settle in and settle down, make dinner. So the good thing is we try to be very interactive on the platform as far as making sure that people are understanding, hearing what's going on, following the things that's being said. And tonight has been it's been great. I've listened and heard people just really speak on, you know, where they're coming from, you know, the voices that they're looking to express. And, JL, I think it's spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
And, you know, it's funny, I've been one, I don't want to do no two-hour show, and you know, I know my show going forward is next, starting next Thursday, will only be a one-hour show, so for something going to
turn. And I
want to
speak on that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a great time for you to do that, Sunny. Why don't you tell them what's going to be happening starting next Thursday with my show?
Yeah, we're going to just basically, earlier this week, well, actually, it's not just been a week, but I have been kind of, you know, really looking at everything as a whole, as a producer, as a co-host with JL. You know, we wanted to fulfill some things initially when we came together. I think we've done that and exceeded that. I kind of drug JL into this whole platform. He didn't see it coming, but it's launched into something significant, to where we've built a great following that allows people to interact with us and give insight on things that are of utter importance to people beyond ourselves. And, you know, as we were progressing, I brought the show over and platformed it over with Live Off Radio. I pulled JL to the side and said, you know, I think our shows are doing good. I think that there's more room to be great. And, you know, with JL, he's on a platform to where he's really starting to involve himself in a lot of other people's lives in regards to the projects they're doing, and that's always a great place to be. I think I'm in that same place myself, just, you know, we're in different mediums. But with that being said, basically I told JL, let's take Night Talk Live with JL King, and, you know, let's allow this show to accentuate more of your personality in the media, as well as your person, as well as your business side. So officially tonight, I said we're going to go ahead and, you know, keep the show on platform as we had it established. But what we're going to do going forward is really take Night Talk Live with JL King and start branding that thing to the highest degree. So literally it allows us to have the higher beings of ourselves to come into full fulfillment. So it allows me as a producer to push JL, to get him, you know, on point, and he in turn give me the things that he's going to utilize to better be tools and assets to this show. So all of our listeners, you know, I'm here, I'm right here, I'm behind the waves, I'm with the waves, I'm on the waves with him. So it's going into a great direction. It's just going to expound even more. And like JL, you said earlier, I know initially when we first started this project was right around the time Oprah Winfrey had Harpo come in to do the shooting. So when that show date does air, you'll kind of see the unfolding of this at the beginning stages, right? I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So from that point, which would have been, you know, initially we talked about this in December, and then we pushed out our first intro show at the end of January, went live for about 4 or 5 episodes in February. Fast forward, you know, now you're going to have this showing on the OWN network, which is a beautiful thing. So it's just right along the path in which I've seen us headed. So, JL, we got about a minute left and some seconds here. So I just want to thank everyone that came on tonight, and I'm going to let you go ahead and share your tidbits.
Okay, well, great. I'm looking forward to next Thursday, 1 hour show, 8 to 9, and I'm going to start using my tagline, Daddy King. So It's the show. It's called Night Talk Live with JL, but I'm on still Night Talk Live with Daddy Kane. That is my tagline, and people do know me at that. And I'm going to use wisdom and my experiences. And I got some great shows lined up, from a cooking show to live. I'm going to be doing a live on location show coming up, and a lot of great things. A lot of my friends in Chicago, they're going to be guests. And again, a reality show, like some friends working on new reality shows, producers. My new play is called It's Our Anniversary. I'm going to have the cast on as well. You can talk to them. So I got a lot of exciting subjects coming up over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months. So, again, it only gets better. It only gets better. So coming at you live. Love you. I'm Daddy King, and definitely the best is yet to come.
And we appreciate you guys tuning in for Night Talk Live with JL and Sonny. Make sure you stay tuned with us on loudmouthradio.com. Thank you, and you guys have a blessed night.
Be blessed.